Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Wednesday means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we hear about the Capital Area Humane Society's efforts to help homeless or abandoned animals in the Greater Lansing area. And joining us to talk more about it and its impact in the Greater Lansing area, President and CEO Julia Wilson. Welcome to Current State, Julia.
Thank you.
Most counties and cities have their own local animal control departments. Many have shelters as well, but the Humane Society covers a much wider geographic area, correct?
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
That's correct. You know, we aren't boundary driven. So where county agencies will typically do work within their counties, we actually serve the Tri-County area as well as areas beyond that. So typically our service is in Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton counties, but you'll see us reaching far beyond that as well.
You're almost situated. You're situated right where all three counties come together,
if my
brain is working
properly.
Your brain
is working properly. And we are just at the corner of Clinton County, but really very close to all counties.
What are the most common reasons that animals end up at the Humane Society?
Well, you know, all of the animals in our organization are what we consider owner surrender animals. So we're seeing animals coming from families for a wide variety of reasons. Many of them, the families just can't afford or care for the animals. Maybe they've had a schedule change or a life change and they just don't have the time for the animal. Maybe they can't afford veterinary care or just simple care for the animal beyond veterinary care. Sometimes, you know, their life has just changed. Or, you know, in some situations, someone has passed away and the family members are bringing the animal to us. So we also take in strays from other agencies after they've served their stray time at animal control facilities. So we transfer in animals from other agencies as well. But the animals coming directly to us from owners are going to be, like I said, for a variety of reasons.
So do you work with Clinton County, Ingham and Eaton County? You work with all of the animals?
Yep. And in fact, Ionia County, Gratiot County, beyond those counties as well.
How many animals come through the shelter in a typical year?
Well, we take in about 4,500 to 5,000 animals in annually. So it can go as high as 6,000, as low as about 4,500 is about the lowest number we've taken in a year.
Hmm. Ingham County Animal Control, I have to ask you about this case that's made the news recently. Very tragic. They found over 100 cats in a Lansing area woman's home.
Yes.
Many of them in extremely poor health. Some had died. Does the Humane Society ever have to deal with these kinds of hoarding cases?
Yeah. You know, in fact, we're working on a hoarding case in a different county right now, assisting that animal control agency. And we're talking in that case, 90 dogs, 30 cats, 15 rabbits, all inside a home.
Oh, my goodness. I think in some cases, the people who are doing this hoarding are contending with mental illness. But are there people who maybe have just taken in more pets than they can handle? They're perfectly well, but they just, for whatever reason, they just keep taking animals in.
Yeah, we certainly see the hoarding cases, and those are typically kind of intermingled with some mental illness issues. But sometimes we just see people who we kind of classify as collectors or maybe rescuers. They really care about animals, and they start to take in animals, and they can't say no, and the animals just accumulate within their home. So it's complicated because many cases aren't necessarily about true hoarding, but rather people who are trying to rescue animals and get in over their head and really can't care for the animals.
Those sound like interesting conversations that you must get into periodically with some of these folks.
Yeah.
Are those a challenge? Are those a big part of your job?
I mean, it is a big part of our job. I mean, the hoarding scenarios can be anything from, you know, 10 to 20 animals all the way up to hundreds of animals. And we've seen cases with hundreds of animals in a home. So they are tough conversations because it's sometimes people are willing to work with us and sometimes people want to do the right thing. And many times they don't even see that they're doing something wrong. It's very complicated. And many times when you work through a hoarding case, the likelihood that person is going to go back to that and move somewhere else and start hoarding or collecting again is actually very high.
You mentioned an extraordinary number. Did you say 90 dogs?
90 dogs,
in
yes.
the case that you are working on right now?
Yeah.
Had any of those animals died?
Or? You know, the interesting thing, and this is, and oftentimes this is a difference between a hoarding case and a rescuer case. All these animals were in good shape. There were 90 dogs in the home, 30 cats. They
really?
Were all in adoptable condition, and they're all going to get home. So we weren't dealing with the extraordinary case where there were deceased animals actively in the home. And typically those are hoarding cases, you know, there's mental illness. People don't even realize that animals have passed away. So with this case, a much better outcome, and they can go really well and they can go really tragically.
Will that person be allowed to keep some number of animals? I mean, are the authorities involved in this?
Yes. Typically what's involved, well, in this case, and it's still open, so I can't discuss extensive details, but with this case, I think this particular owner is being allowed to keep two animals, and the rest she's voluntarily surrendered to the agencies involved to, solve the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Julia Wilson is the president and CEO of the Capital Area Humane Society. We're talking about the impact the animal welfare organization has in the Lansing area. When an animal comes to you from an abusive or neglectful home, how do you deal with the behavior issues that might come along with that?
With the behavior issues with the
animal.
Yeah. Well, we have a behavior rehabilitation team at our shelter. So the dogs go into an actual behavior modification program to help them. You know, it can be aggression, it can be just fear. You know, animals coming from abusive situations, some animals will come from an abusive situation and really not display a lot of behavior problems. So it's just really dependent on the personality of the animal. But we do have a team that works with them, and they go into what we call behavior modification program.
The Capital Area Humane Society is in the middle of a capital campaign right now called New Home, New Hope. Tell us about the initiative.
Okay, well, our current shelter is on Grand River Avenue, and hopefully many people have seen it or been there, but it's actually about 25 years old, and that doesn't sound really old, but when you're talking about sheltering 5,000 animals a year, the state of the building can go downhill pretty quickly. And so we've actually outgrown our building. It's deteriorated a bit in terms of its condition. So the New Home, New Hope initiative is actually going to be a complete renovation of the existing structure and an expansion of about 9,000 square feet of animal space. So a significant expansion in our capacity to house animals as well.
What will you be able to do anything in your new space that you weren't able to do before, or is it just about making a bigger site?
It is going to be expanding some of our programs as well. We are going to have a full-scale cruelty investigation program, and it's going to be in this new building. Right now, we're limited because we don't have a separate space for our animal cruelty program. So in terms of investigating the cases we just talked about, we'll actually have the physical space within that building to house animals involved in cruelty investigations, and that's tough right now for us. So there'll be a cruelty division, and that will be housed in the expansion. There will be a behavior modification center, so that will be more space to help animals with behavior challenges. We'll be able to separate them and treat them in a separate area as opposed to what we do now, which is in the common area. There'll also be a clinical center for the treatment of animals with illness and injury. So we do treat illness and injury currently, but there'll be a separate hospital area for those animals where they can be housed separately. Right now, we don't have any separate way to separate animals with illness and injury, and that will enable us to do that.
Is cruelty to animals more common in 2015 than it has been in the past? Do you know?
You know, I don't think there are a lot of statistics on that, but I do know that it seems to be more. I think we're more aware of it partially because of social media. People talk about it more, and you see people posting and talking about it on social media. So
pets are a huge part of social media. It's amazing.
They are a huge part. You'll get more comments on a pet post, especially when it comes to animal cruelty, than you do about many things. So I can't say it's more prevalent. I think we maybe hear and see about it, and people are able to voice their opinions about it more than ever in the past. But someone who works in animal welfare, I think we see as much now as we did 10 years ago, and I think we'll see as much 10 years from now.
Mm. How much money, back to the capital campaign, how much money are you trying to raise? How much have you raised so far?
Yeah, we're at about $1.1 million of achieved funds raised, so we're on our way. We need $1.9 for the first phase, so we're going to be working throughout the rest of this year to secure those funds. The total project's about $4 million, but we're breaking it down into phases, so we're going to be seeing the second phase down the road. The first phase we hope to break ground, rather, in the spring of 2016.
Outside of the capital campaign, where does the Humane Society, Capital Area Humane Society, get funding for its shelter and its programs?
So we're privately funded. There's no government support. We don't get any support from any other humane agency. Sometimes people think that national humane organizations give us money or fund our operations, and that's not true. We're completely independent of those agencies. So We get money from donations and some money from services. So when people adopt, obviously those funds go towards helping animals. And we also have a spay-neuter clinic. So the funds towards that help us to keep our spay-neuter clinic operating. But
it's a big volunteer organization as well. Yeah. How many volunteers do you have?
1,200 active.
How about that?
Yeah.
That is so impressive. It's been great to have you here and learning about everything going on at Capital Area Humane Society. Julia Wilson is president and CEO of that organization. We've been talking about its work with abandoned animals in the greater Lansing area and their new capital campaign to expand their space and their services. Thanks very much, Julia.
Thank you.
Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.